Ashet Audio presents The Cypress House, written by Michael Corita, read by Robert Petkoff.
For David Hale Smith and Michael Peach, it's a team game, and I'm deeply grateful for the wisdom, encouragement, and above all else, faith. Part 1, Sojourners. Chapter 1. They'd been on the train for 5 hours before Arlen Wagner saw the first of the dead men. To that point, it had been a hell of a nice ride. Hot, sure, and progressively more humid as they passed out of Alabama and through southern Georgia and into Florida, but nice enough all the same. There were 34 on board the train who were bound for the camps in the Keys, all of them veterans with the exception of the 19-year-old who rode at Arlen's side, a boy from Jersey by the name of Paul Brickhill. They'd all made a bit of conversation at the outset, exchanges of names and casual barbs and jabs thrown around in that way men have when they are getting used to one another, all of them figuring they'd be together for several months to come, and then things quieted down. Some slept, a few started card games, others just sat and watched the countryside roll by, fields going misty with late summer twilight, and then shapeless and dark as the moon rose like a watchful specter. Arlen, though, Arlen just listened. Wasn't anything else to do because Paul Brickhill had an outboard motor where his mouth belonged. As the miles and minutes passed, Brickhill alternated between explaining things to Arlen and asking him questions. 9 times out of 10, the boy answered his own...